You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Well, we're back. We're continuing on with the Biblical Law series, and let's just jump in and get started again. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3 tells us, "For I delivered to you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures." So, it tells us a couple things here. It was according to the Scriptures, according to God's Word, that Jesus had to die. There was a need for His death. It's something that was required for God's plan to be carried out. So, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 2 tells us, "And walk in love, as Christ also has loved us and given Himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma." So, here in the New Testament, it's talking about sacrifices. It's something that's desirable and pleasant, and it's tied in with Jesus' death. So, what about this whole thing on sacrifices? In other words, blood for sin. Is it required? Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22. "And according to the law, almost all things are purified with blood. And without the shedding of blood, there is no remission." So this tells us that if it wasn't for Jesus' sacrifice of Himself, it wasn't for His death, the sacrifice that He performed where He voluntarily became the sacrifice for our sin, there'd be no remission of sin. There'd be no way to get beyond that, to get past that. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 28, couple verses down, it says, "So Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. To those who eagerly await for Him, He will appear a second time apart from sin for salvation." Now, Jesus sacrificed His life to pay for our sins. If the law requiring blood for sin is not enforced today, then His sacrifice does not apply to you. And another way of stating that is if there was no valid law today that required blood for sin, Jesus did not do this for you. He would have done it for people up to His time. But the law is still in effect today requiring blood for sin, and that's why if I would ask someone that's a believer, that's a Christian, why don't you deserve the lake of fire? Come the judgment day, why doesn't God sentence you to the lake of fire? Because we're all guilty of sin. We've all done it. We've all committed it. And even more so, not only sins done in ignorance, but intentional sin, on purpose sin. Everybody would point their finger at Jesus that's a Christian and say, "But Jesus paid this price for my sins. He died for my sins." And that's absolutely correct. But in doing that, you acknowledge that the law that requires blood for sin is still in effect today. So those that believe that that law is done away with, how do you reconcile that? Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.